let's move on to our entrepreneur segment. We do that every time we have a show. It's sponsored by Wintrust Financial. And what I love, these are stories typically from the CEO or the founder of the company. Sometimes it's the same in person. It's interesting companies. Sometimes it's unusual companies. And I think the business this week falls into the latter category. It's suggested by the name Higher Elite Athletes LLC, Limited Liability Corporation. My corporation, Bill Mahler Communications, is an LLC. Sort of where athletes go where they can no longer compete using their physical gifts. Bob Berland is the co-founder of the business. And Bob, you got a great bio. Athletics, that's been your passion.
That's true. I've been involved in the athletic movement for my entire life, from the time I was a kid all the way through the Olympic Games as an athlete, and then, of course, got to coach an Olympic team, and then finally tried to win the 2016 Olympics here in Chicago.
Yeah, good for you for doing that. I'll go on record. I really wanted that to happen. A lot of people were worried about traffic, other things. I think that would have been a wonderful gold star for the city. Here we are, less than 2 years away for Rio. We're still not sure if they can pull it off.
Well, I'll tell you what. We should let the IOC know that, because they could have pulled it off in Chicago.
Yeah, and
In fact, I will tell you, Bill, October 2nd, it's just the day after yesterday, is the five-year anniversary of that lost, failed.
You feel bitter about it still? I sense a little bit of that, frankly.
Not bitterness. We competed hard, and we deserved a shot at winning. We didn't win.
Yeah, but don't you think we lost not for all above-board reasons?
You know, That's an interesting question. I think that one city won and four other cities lost.
Yeah, but I'm not sure the process is so pure in how they make that judgment. I mean, there's a lot of value given to the wining, dining, and the gift side of things as opposed to the real merits that a city is putting up. Anyway, let's not talk about that because I don't want to make it a bitter experience for you.
Okay.
But you mentioned the Olympics. You were there in the 1984 Games. Was that the LA Games?
That was the LA Games.
So that was somewhat clouded by the fact that Moscow was, the Russians weren't there.
Well, so as an athlete going into the 84 games, unfortunately, all of my toughest competitors, all those countries were there.
Oh, okay.
So the Russians that I had competed against leading up to the games.
You were in judo. In judo.
Consistently beat the Russians. There was a guy from Austria there who I had never fought and was concerned about. There was a Brazilian there who I had fought who had beat me. There was a Japanese guy there who I had fought and beat me. So, at that time, it didn't really impact my weight category.
What was the name of the guy who you beat to win the silver?
Well, I beat the guy that I fought for the gold. He beat me.
Oh, I got
and
you.
Won
that's
a gold.
A, yeah.
And I.
Oh, I see. I see.
And
right,
in losing, so a silver medal in the sport of judo is really weird. You fight for a bronze medal, you win, you put your arms up, you celebrate. You fight for a gold medal, you win, you put your arms up, you celebrate. You win a silver medal, and you just got beat.
Yeah.
So you're
yeah.
the last guy
you're
to lose.
You're the second guy. Isn't that terrible? Man, nice story. All right, let's move on to what now is your passion. And we've talked a little bit, and I get it in your eyes. I see it. This is really your passion. The name of the company, Higher Elite Athletes, what do they do?
So Higher Elite Athletes, Bill, is a it's a company co-founded by myself and my partner, Brian O'Neill, who also has a sports background. And the way it came, in a nutshell, what we do is we aggregate elite athletes on one side, identified as Olympians, Paralympians, NCAA athletes, and former professional athletes over here. On the other side, we partner with Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies that love to hire individuals that have the unique traits and characteristics that you find in elite athletes. And we built the bridge connects those two demographics together. It's never been done.
So is the interest of the companies, they want somebody to be sort of a brand spokesperson for them? Or is
absolutely
it
not.
Okay, good. I'm glad you say that.
Just the opposite. There's a whole challenge out there that exists when elite athletes transition from sport into a career. And that transition challenge is accentuated when you go to the Olympic level.
Yeah.
It certainly is present in the college level. And so, therefore, our organization is designed to assist with that transition, but not just assist with that transition as it relates to coming out of sport, but rather push career path development into the athletes, make that part of their training while they're competing. And the Olympic movement, I served on this task force, which was really the impetus behind the development of our company. Purpose of the task force was to determine, should the U.S. Olympic Committee focus on athlete education and career path development? And obviously the answer to that question is yes, but for it to be a yes, how does that translate into more metals? If you can prove how that translates into more metals, then we'll allocate part of our $200 million budget towards initiatives that focus on that.
That's happening now.
And that has happened. We proved how it happens, and that has happened.
I love that concept.
Right.
You know, here Derek Jeter, 39 years old, just retired. You know, that's old in terms of many competitive athletes, but it's young in terms of he's got another career he can move on
to. He has another career. Yeah. Now, I would like to emphasize, Bill, that we are not just focused on entry-level athletes. The transition challenge that's out there, we are focused on addressing and changing the landscape to assist that. But in our business, we're placing entry-level, mid-level, and senior executive-level people into companies. These are real jobs which require real performance and real career paths.
And the companies, I've talked on this show about how veterans, for example, have certain experiences, skills, gifts, attributes that dovetail and merge very seamlessly with companies, what they want, discipline, particular electronics training, say, quick decision making, cool under fire. Same thing with athletes. Their dedication, their discipline, their maturity translates perfectly to what a business would want.
Absolutely. And we have data that supports that, certainly. On the surface, you look at that and you look at the characteristics of an athlete, and they do translate well. One of the things that we're really, really focused on is we screen and vet our athletes really, really hard. You know, this is run by elite athletes, so we're not, you know, enamored by their background. And we tell our athletes, look, you're going to compete just the way you competed in the sports arena. You're going to have to compete to get into our high-performance talent pool. And we will only take the top 20%. These are individuals that are committed to their career, that want to advance themselves, that are interested in not relying on their past history, but pushing the needle forward.
Right,
and
good.
What can I do next?
And your placement is, I assume, pretty close to 100%?
Our placement, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right, absolutely. I want to talk more about this. I want to learn about how this was all formed. How did the spark come to your thought in terms of, hey, this would be a good idea to make a business?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in just a second with Bob Berland, co-founder of this fascinating business that I bet you haven't heard about, HireEliteAthletes.com. More about that after this here on 720 WGN. Now, if I could have any car, what would I pick? What would you pick? Well, if it was me, it'd be a Tesla. I love the concept. All electric. They look so cool. They're darn fast. It is the car of tomorrow. Well, there's an organization in Chicagoland that has one up for auction, the Kelly Joy O'Loughlin Foundation. It's a wonderful group of people working hard to honor this young girl. She was in Indian Head Park. You might remember the news story. She was murdered in her home last year. You probably remember the trial. Everybody was paying attention to it. Well, this foundation raises money to help young people. They do it in all kinds of good ways. There's a scholarship. They make direct gifts. Helps kids all over Chicagoland. And an amazing thing happened. Somebody has donated a Tesla, brand new Tesla. You can see it on the website. An anonymous donation it was. And they're auctioning it off right now. So I invite you to help the O'Loughlin family and this fine organization that they've formed. And I think the best way to find them, you know, the URL is not clear. Maybe you don't know how to spell O'Loughlin. So just go online and do a Google search. And I found you can get to the site by typing in Kelly Fund, K-E-L-L-I Fund. That's all you do. The first two things that pop up are with the foundation. So the Kelly Joy O'Loughlin Foundation. Help this family out. Make a bid for a brand new Tesla. The bidding will continue for, I guess it's a little more than a week to go. So you go to the internet and search Kelly Fund, K-E-L-L-I Fund, and help some kids out. Talking with Bob Berland, who is the co-founder of the business Higher Elite Athletes. And is that HireElitesAthletes.com?
There is HireElitesAthletes.com.
Okay,
you can find us there.
Who came up with the idea?
So the idea really spawned out of a task force that I served on with the U.S. Olympic Committee at the request of Scott Blackman. This is a couple of years ago. And the purpose of that task force is to determine should the USOC focus on athlete education and career path development. And it was and the obvious answer to that, as I mentioned before, is yes. But for it to be yes, how does that translate into more medals? The task force, interestingly enough, was put together and comprised of presidents of national governing bodies like USA Track and Field, USA Judo, NGB presidents, as well as Olympians, Paralympians. DeVry University on the education side was involved in there. ADECO on the career path side was involved in there. And then they had private business owners that had no affiliation with the Olympic movement. So they really rounded it out so you didn't have a bunch of rah-rahs standing around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just boosters, yeah.
Boosters. And at the end of the day, we figured out exactly, we were able to demonstrate how that does translate into more medals. And the USOC agreed with it. Well, in that process, I had established a relationship with an organization that the CEO of that organization, and it was an association, had indicated that when he heard what we were doing at the USOC, he said, I can provide job opportunities for athletes. I can provide internship opportunities. I can do all of this. And he touched his organization, ASAE. It touched every single association, of which there's 10,000 in the United States. Whew. And in that, it touched every single vertical market.
Well, that's
the,
a lot of
US, right? And so
groups and people.
I was just making this connection. Well, for a variety of reasons, that relationship was not able to take hold. And it was very frustrating to me because I saw an opportunity there to enable our athletes to transition from sport into a career path. While I was going through that, the co-founder of this company is a guy named Brian O'Neill. He had a sales and consulting firm that started in the recruiting space. And during that process, our discussion, he said, I can do that. I was actually using him to vet my position on the task force.
You became partners.
And he goes, I can do that. And as you can imagine, we sat down, we had a brainstorm session, we whiteboarded it out. Next thing you know, we took a picture of the whiteboard, said, this is an idea, do not show anybody. And then 12, 18 months later, we've got a company that is placing athletes, we're making a difference, and we're creating great opportunities for major corporations to hire out of really cool talent.
HireAthletes.com is the name of the website.
Hire Elite Athletes.
HireEliteAthletes.com. Hire Elite Athletes LLC is the company. Bob Berlin, co-founder, thank you so much. Fascinating concept and congratulations. How long has it been up and running?
Exactly 12 months today.
All right, good for you.
Yeah.
Bob, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.